He is risen. He is risen indeed. Can you? Can you really do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you? Do you see your prayers answered? Do you know peace in times of trouble? Peace here, not meaning seeing calm in times of trouble and getting strength from what is around you. Rather, it is a peace that is within you that will get you through what is around you or before you. This will get you through whether the destination determined for you is heaven, in heaven, or on the earth. Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. There it is for you to grab hold of. Your statement of trust and faith in God as you repeat this prayer, as you seek for His will in not only the world, in the lives of others, but in your life. This you ask for as you seek that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God has a plan for you, and its completion for you will be realized in heaven as on earth, His will for you being done. For as Jesus, when he prayed in the garden the night of his death, Father, not my will, but yours be done, he knew what was going to happen to him, and he trusted his Father in heaven to get him through it. For on the morning of the third day after his death, as the women approached the tomb, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, and there an angel announcing, He is risen. Yes, everyone, he has risen indeed. And of all the records in the Word of God, this record above all else is the one that we must tell our children, our grandchildren. Future generations must be told of the resurrection of Jesus, the Son of God and Son of Man. It is the record of how mankind took the Son of God to a hill outside of the city, and they treated him as a criminal, he being an innocent man. And after having brutally beaten him, after cruelly mocking him, they had nailed him to a cross and set him above the earth to suffer death, and suffer his body did. They had not accepted the truth of his words, nor had they seen the love in his teachings, and by their pursuits and seeking their own comforts, they believed that they had silenced his words and his name would not be spoken of again. They had believed the lie told them by the father of lies. And so they would, at noon, when the sun should have been shining brightly, they too would be witnesses to a darkness that covered the land. And some would recognize that this man was someone special as they fell to their knees in this their acknowledgement. But many, many more would yet find their hearts hardened further, and they would yet have to be shaken by the events coming yet in this very moment. You see, those familiar with Bible prophecy, as they seek to understand God's word, they learn that what took place was foreseen, that it must take place as recorded in the word of God hundreds of years prior to this moment. The war for the souls of men, the battle between good and evil, started in the Garden of Eden, and it was won on the cross of Jesus, God's only Son. As the proclamation came to mankind's ears, it is finished. It was only then, giving up his spirit, that Jesus slept in death. But that moment on earth, that moment was just that, a moment in time. For time is not measured in heaven as it is on earth, and what had begun in heaven had come to earth below and was now by his death on the cross on the earth being completed in heaven. Death had been conquered. The gates of hell would not prevail. In the book of Revelation, Jesus would tell John, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, and behold, now I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Revelations 1:17b and 18. There is nothing in heaven or earth that is more powerful than Jesus. Death could not hold him, the grave could not hide him, and the seal would not silence him. And now the Father's Christ, now the Savior to this fallen and troubled world, Jesus would come and he would sacrifice himself, he would rise again, and he would ascend into heaven to sit at the right hand of God, awaiting the word to be given him by the Father to come again and to claim what is his and his alone. For he alone is King of kings and Lord of lords. There are four things we can observe on the day of his crucifixion, and they can help us to see our lives without Christ Jesus and to see the hope and possibilities of our life with Christ Jesus. These are the things observed that took place At noon, the sky grew dark. The curtain of the temple was torn in two. The earth shook and the rocks split, and the tombs were opened, exposing those who lie within. This the opening statement from God, that the old ways were no longer standing and that something new would arise from out of what was. The curtain of the temple was miraculous in itself, a veil that separated men from God, unrighteousness from righteousness, weighing so much that it took nearly 300 men to move it. Its length was 60 feet, and its thickness was 4 inches in depth, so that for this tear it would take the hand of God to bring the destruction about it. Our reminder here is of the heaviness of sin. Now exposed would be the fullness of man against God their Creator. They had crucified, put to death the Son of God, showing the worst of men, and showing the depths of fear and of the hatred that they held within themselves. So great was their pride, their arrogance, and their love of power and deceitfulness. And to those who believed, they would be filled by God. They would become the temple now, in which His Holy Spirit would dwell in, and they would know the love of God. Jesus came for all of mankind, but few would see Him as He was. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. John 3:16-17. Our reminder, sin leads to condemnation and death. The earth quaked and the rock split. Trouble must come to us, and we must be shaken in order to see things through God's eyes. Often you will read of Jesus saying, "Let those with eyes to see and ears to hear, let them see and hear and know in their hearts, so that they may be healed." When Jesus died, at the moment of His death and the exact moment of these events, many saw what they could not see before. Jesus was as He had said, and they fell to their knees in fear and trembling, for they themselves had taken part in the death of the Son of God. Our reminder, troubles will find us. Tombs were opened, and those within did not arise, but were exposed to the light so that others may see them. They lay waiting yet, though. Those who had placed their trust in God the Father, they waited because Christ had not yet risen from His slumber. But on the morning of the third day, that would all change. 1 Corinthians 15. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. But each in his own turn, Christ, the firstfruits, then at His coming, those who belong to Him. And from out of the darkness, now exposed to the light, they would, after His resurrection, know life again themselves. But other than making known that they had arose, there is no other mention of them in the records further. But for those who would follow, after this moment in time, it was a marked beginning of the fulfillment of a promise to all who would believe. John 14:19b, Jesus says, "Because I live, you also will live." And so as you go out today and gather with family, with friends, with the church, proclaim with rejoicing that He is risen, that He is risen indeed, and tell them of the record of that morning on the third day when the women approached the tomb and they saw that the stone had been rolled away. And while there appeared to them two men, angels, who asked the women, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. And remember how He told you while He was still in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day rise again.'" Luke 24:4-7. Yes, He has risen. And by what He has done, by what He has accomplished, by who He is and of His power and His authority, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Because even in the darkest of times, even when your strength fails you and you find yourself on your knees wandering and fearful, as you can physically feel and see your part of the world shaking and splitting apart, and you feel the pull of the grave as it opens before your eyes to swallow you, remember in that moment that you can do all things through Christ Jesus. But in your heart and your mind, it must be on and with Him. Because then and only then will you seek the will of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven in your life. and only then will the possibilities of life be revealed to you, whether on earth or in heaven. Only then will you believe with all of your heart that life as you now know it is but a temporary thing, and what is to come will be eternal. And so then, truth will have a hold on you, because he lives, because you believe in the name of Jesus, you also will live. And so rejoice, rejoice. He is risen. He has risen indeed.